potatoes and turnips. How would they be counted?
Oh, I think they said they banked them or something. Now, I've seen Dad bank potatoes. I don't know about the turnips. I don't remember anything about that.
How would he bank potatoes?
Oh, he put them down and put some hay on the ground, and then he put some potatoes and some hay, and then kind of build up a triangle-looking deal. You get on while he put dirt over it.
Mm-hmm. And he called that a
potato bank.
And if you wanted to break up the ground for planting, break it up with the
plow.
What different kinds of plows were there?
Oh, you had a turning plow and a middle buster and a, I don't know.
When you're plowing, the trench cut by the plow, you call
furrow.
It? Huh?
Furrow.
Do you ever hear a special name for the horse that walks in the furrow if you're plowing two horses?
No.
What about something kind of like a plow that's got little teeth in it? Breaks up the ground finer.
That's a harrow, isn't it?
Were there different kinds of harrows?
Yeah, they had one. I don't know that they had a flat harrow, and I don't know what he called the other one. He had two kinds.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear of a tool called a lizard?
No. That's a new one on me.
And when you're growing cotton and you have to get out there and sort of bend the cotton out with a hoe, what do you say you're doing?
Chopping cotton. Yes, I don't know.
Do you ever work
with never had much dealings with that.
What different kinds of grass would grow up in the cotton?
Well, I don't know, but it's about any kind, I guess.
What?
Bermuda grass, Johnson grass, crab grass.
And you said cotton grows out in a?
It was in a field.
What about something smaller than a field? Maybe the potato?
Patch. Patch?
What sort of things would be planted in a patch?
Anything you plant in the field.
What, how big would a patch be?
Oh, just, I don't know, the ones he always called a patch, just a small field is what I called it.
And say if you raised a lot of corn, you say this year we raised a big
corn crop.
And what different kinds of fences do people have?
Board fences, barbed wire fences.
What about a fence that they have around their yard or garden maybe that?
Picket fence.
Okay, how would that be built?
Oh, they just saw down a tree and split it up into pickets and nail them up on for a fence.
And the kind of fence that real old fashioned fences go in now?
That's a rail fence. I never had any dealings with those, I don't know.
What would you call a fence or wall made out of loose stone or rock?
Rock fence, I guess.
Do they have those around here?
No, there's no rocks around.
And if you wanted to set up a barbed wire fence, how would you go about doing that?
Dig your post hole, put the post up, and nail the barbed wire to it.
Uh-huh. And you mentioned a bucket. What's a bucket made out of?
Metal? Wood?
What's the difference between a bucket and a pail?
I didn't know any.
Do you ever use the word pail?
Yeah, Mama had... She had some wood pails, she called them. She had some wooden buckets. But then they had some... made out of sheet iron, I guess you call it, tin. That's about all. There wasn't no plastic in those days and all that stuff.
And the thing you carry food to the hogs in?
Well, that's slopping the hogs.
You carry it out in the...
Yeah, slop bucket, they always call it.
And the thing you use to fry eggs in?
Skillet.
And you've got some flowers you want to keep them in the house. You put them in a...
Base.